Greg Brenning.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Pete with Cardiff. I was trying to touch base with Jack. Is he in right now?
Just a moment. Let me see if he's here. Hold on.
Okay, perfect.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, just a moment. Hold on.
Hi, perfect.
Hello.
Hey, Jake. How you doing, man? Yeah, it's Pete from Cardiff. I meant to call you on your cell phone, but then Joan picked up.
And, that doesn't make any difference.
Cool. Yeah, I know you were busy yesterday. I just kind of wanted to touch base here and, you know, get some feedback from you.
Yeah, well, what about that doc thing? What the hell is that?
It was on deck. We have a program that we sometimes submit to with them.
Right. Did you call them and ask them why the hell they sent that to me?
Yeah, it was a mistake. That's supposed to go to us. I'm not sure why. I think we actually corrected it for some. You're not the only one that kind of called about this. We had a couple customers call in that they received a letter from OnDeck for some. They made a mistake last week and sent it to about like 10 or 20 or 30 of our customers.
That's not too bright.
Yeah, no, it was a blunder on their end, but.
Big one. Yeah, go ahead.
But we ended up getting what you needed in-house anyway, so it wasn't an issue. So I did send you those, some loan options, I remember last week on the email.
I don't know. Where the heck? Why don't you resend them?
Yeah, I can resend them.
Well,
yeah, exactly,
here,
I figured.
I'm like underwater here, because everybody's getting ready for Christmas and printing all their catalogs and all that crap.
Yeah, I'm sure you're cranking out right now.
Well, that's good. Well, that's good that they're doing that. So, if you can send that back over again, you know, I'm still
100%.
I'm still, you know.
Did you ever hear back from that other company?
No.
That was going to get you an offer? No.
Yeah, no, they haven't. That was in a starting format. You know, I told them not to rush it, but I'll probably get it next week.
Okay.
But they told me on the phone what they were going to do. They could get a, what the hell did I say? I don't remember. I got too much on my mind. Something about the interest rate was, 9%, something like that. The lower it was lower than what you had, and also they offered me, like, I don't know, 30 months or some stupid thing. I don't remember.
If you can get it in writing, you know, I'd love to take a look at it.
No, I can. I have it here. So, I mean, they'll send that to me, but.
Yeah, like documents. Yeah. Document. Cause
a
lot of these guys.
Yeah.
They'll tell you on your first day, if the customer asks what the percents are, you tell them 10%, 36 months, 10 cents on the, you know, it's
yeah,
the
I
whole.
Know. Yeah.
I know it. It's the.
I know all about this. Fool me. I've been around so damn long that I've seen everything. So
I had this guy yesterday. He goes, no, this guy told me he can get me monthly payments on a working capital unsecured for 36 months and 10 cents on the dollar. I was like, that was that guy's first week, I bet, because I was like, say, wait till you get your documents, man. Then you tell me what your offer is and see if it's a little bit different. But,
yeah, it will be.
I'll shoot you those numbers here right now.
Yeah,
guys,
do it again. And if there's any, the longer the better. I know it's going to cost more money, but I mean, right now I'm getting cash flow where I'm paying my bills. That's amazing.
Perfect. Right
but
now,
it's the same thing. It doesn't mean anything that it, a couple of months from now it might be going the other way. I mean, that's the way this business is.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So
what I don't understand is why. That company that you work with, mm-hmm. why would they make a point of saying it's not, they wouldn't lend money to printing companies?
Kids are restricted. It. Some lenders, they have right into their model that they won't lend to certain industries, and it changes too. About 4 years ago, it was really hard to get restaurants money.
Oh, I believe that.
And oil was, you know, you're in oil. That's awesome. Let's do it. Yeah. Sign the docs. Now it's flip flop. Now, you know, consumers are going out and spending money. Oil's jobs become a very not profitable industry. That's a restricted industry now. If I try to get an oil field equipment, it's an uphill battle. So
newspapers. Don't forget the printing industry. It's connected to the newspaper industry, and the newspapers are failing left and right.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I placed that, because we did millions of dollars worth of business off the big newspaper groups all over the country. Millions.
What are you doing now to transition into the, you know, the
e-commerce
age?
Well, it's magazines, direct mail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's still viable.
That's where
people
do a lot of our marketing is direct mail.
Yeah, direct mail. Yeah, so we do that, and we print the stuff, put the envelopes, yada yada, get the list, all marketing. So it's much more deeper than just, you know, running
ads. Yeah.
Yeah, running inserts or magazines for newspapers. So, but we did
the good old days.
The good old days are gone. I mean, they don't deliver the mail by Pony Express anymore. So they don't even think they deliver the mail. Period. Anymore.
I had some guy drive by in a van the other day. I'd never seen it. He just threw the mail at me. I was like, there's no little kid on a bike anymore, man. It's just some like old fat guy tossing paper out of a minivan driving down the street.
Yeah, that's what they do. That's what they do, and they don't have any considerations. It's another generation where they'll like UPS and FedEx and the mail, you know, United States Mail. If they got something and the door is closed and it's raining, they throw the box on the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they don't even put it in a piece of plastic, like a plastic bag or something. What a moron. And all the people that work there, they're older people, say, I can't believe they get away with that.
Well, yeah, because that's like, that's your security job now, because that's, you know, there's none of these, you know, a lot of the trade jobs have, you know, gone out of the country, or a lot of these, you know, we're losing a lot of jobs here, so that's become the new, I need to get a steady job for a long time and just, you know, I'll work for UPS or something.
Yeah, that's right. You stick it out with them, they have a great...
Exactly.
They have a great retirement plan, and, you know, they used to poo-poo that. Everybody went into the big corporate, and the corporate, three-quarters of the people that worked there for the last 10 years are all gone. You know, they're mm-hmm. adios. So, I mean... Whatever. I mean, if I didn't do it over again, I think I'd be a plumber.
Yeah, that's exactly. My father's an investment banker on Wall Street for 15 years. He goes, my cousin, who's a roofer, makes 3-4 times as much money. He goes, I wish I got into the wrong industry, man. He's like, I hate talking to people. He's like, I should have just been a plumber or an electrician, man. I'd be rolling in it right now.
That's what it is now.
Hey, you're in South Jersey, right? You ever heard of Deegan Roofing?
I've seen a lot of roofers, I'll tell you, and they make a lot of money off of me. You know, an hour, like $400 or $500 to patch a little hole. You know, years ago, I used to go up there and do it myself. You know, everybody down don't do anything. I used to do my own mm-hmm. plumbing work and electrical work, and I almost burned myself down. But
all right, Jack.
I'll let you go. You're
I'll shoot you that email.
Right, get out of there early.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'll resend you that email. Thank you.
All right, no problem. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.